morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was waiting for everybody to get settled and hoping that some more members will join us. But it looks like they are not coming. So let's start with the meeting. And of course, as always, we start with the apologies. There's two apologies, three apologies that we got yesterday, and I think they're still applicable today. The minister was in Morocco. The deputy minister yesterday was attending cabinet committees. I don't know whether she's still attending them today. The DG, she is also overseas, I believe she's in France. So those are the three apologies that we got yesterday, and I think they're still applicable today. And then we have got apologies. Today from the chairperson of the board, she's not in a position to attend the meeting because she's still recuperating from the surgical operation that she underwent the previous week. So that's the apology from the chair that she underwent an operation and therefore she won't be able to come today. And then there is a long list of apologies from the company secretary, or communicated by the company secretary. And I just want to read the letter. Attendance of meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Environmental Affairs, scheduled for Wednesday. We hereby confirm the invitation by the Portfolio Committee for source board members to attend the PC meeting that is scheduled for today. We hereby formally tender sincere apologies for the following board members who are not able to attend the Portfolio Committee meeting due to the following reasons. The chairperson has already indicated that she's recuperating from an operation. The next board member, Ms. Nandi Pamadiva, who will be in Switzerland, or she's in Switzerland. Mr. Rowan Nichols, who has a pre-scheduled business commitment. Advocate Derek Block, who has a pre-scheduled medical appointment for the 18th of April. Professor Elizabeth Mokoto, who has a pre-scheduled business commitment. And Mr. David Lefuto, who has a pre-scheduled business commitment. And then it says the board members and staff who will attend the Portfolio Committee meeting. It's Ms. Judy, Sally Maglipadeyaki. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Woodley or Madley?
Woodley.
Okay, Woodley Padayachi. Mr. Jerry, CEO, CFO, Kate Bush companies are also in it. Mr. Luyolo gets our head of HR business. So that is that. So we essentially we've got one board member. While Judy is representing Dia in the board, she is a board member, but technically she's part of Dia contingent. Mr. Jerry Lwasa, the CEO, is a board member also, but technically for this discussion he is not. He's part of management. So essentially we've got one. There's also an apology from another member, member of the portfolio committee. Oh yeah, Nyambi, Honorable Nyambi. Honorable Kekan is still missing in action. She still has to be to be located.
I'm not sure if you would regard that as an apology. When I spoke to her,
okay,
she did indicate that her intention was to come this week. But last Friday, the children couldn't vote in South Africa. She had to join us next week.
Okay. All right. Well, it's just information, it's not apology. See, just the information of the conversation between the whip and the member. But yeah, we will expect them to come next week. Hopefully everything will be fine. So that is that. Now, we have had a discussion with the board the last time, when we were dealing with somebody who raised some allegations which we dealt with extensively with the board. And then out of that engagement, we picked up that there were issues, serious issues with the board. So essentially today's meeting was to have a discussion between the portfolio committee and the board. The entire board, we asked that the entire board must be here. So we've got those apologies. Now I don't know how we're going to proceed. I must say that I've also received a letter from the minister regarding today's appearance of the board. I intended to have a discussion with the minister, but we couldn't because she was traveling now. So we were going to proceed as we originally intended today, and then as soon as the minister comes back, I was going to have a discussion with him. But I guess I will get a cue from members. What is it that we are going to do now about the situation? Of course, the second thing that we needed to do is to follow up on the. There were some outstanding issues that we asked from the board from the last discussion regarding the adjustment of the salary packages of senior managers, which is one of the allegations that we have made. And then the last one was there was outstanding information regarding the psychometric test of the person against whom there were allegations. So we asked that we should also be furnished with that so that we can satisfy ourselves completely about and close that situation, that issue. But I'm sure members could pick up during the discussion the engagement that there were some nuances that seemed to suggest that that smoke there was not without any any foundation. There was some fire there, even if you can't put your hand, you know. The only way for us to do that, obviously, we'll have to get into an extensive process as Parliament to deal with that, which is something that may be a bit more elaborate and so forth, and it's something that we may not want to consider for now. But definitely, some of the issues arising from there will not result in any merit, but of course we want to close the chapter. What do we do, members, with this situation? I for one, would have loved a situation where we get the board here, the entire board, because I did discuss with Madam Parayaj that it's going to be unfair that all the questions are going to go to her as the sole board representative today. She may not be able to answer some of the questions. The ideal situation is to have all the board members attending, so that we're able to engage with the board. So I was going to ask, I did say to her that, for instance, one of the questions that I would have loved to put to the board is to say, ask the board, why are you destabilizing the organization? Because the board is destabilizing the South African Weather Services. No doubt about it. It's going to be unfair to you, madam, to answer that difficult question. So I don't know what is the view of the members. Should we proceed or should we proceed under this current circumstances? Of course, there is a report there about the salary structure, which management can present. And I see that we don't have the result of the psychometric test because the person involved has declined to make that information available. I don't know whether the information was for the individual or the information was for the organization. Because if it is the organization that requested that process, the result must go to the organization. Unless if that process was not for the organizational process, it was for the individual's own evaluation. So can I get an indication from members, Honorable Khademi? Start with you, or Honorable Pelian, and then Honorable Makube. Who wants to start? You can decide who is the sweeper, who is the... Who is sweeping,
Before?
Or the deputy will sweep.
Former honorable friend sweeps here. when were the board members notified? Before we came into them, do they get fair a notification? Because a lot of those apologies is due to prior business commitment. Can someone tell us when they were notified? I think that's important.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think this interface or this meeting was called to have a discussion with the board, because of the allegations that were brought into the attention of the portfolio. And it would have made sense to grabbed the board to sort of like shed some light on these allegations that were leveled, especially because it points to the board's interference in the stability of the entity. So for me, not having the board here, to be able to account, to give response to the question that will be raising as a portfolio, I don't see any reason why we should continue with this discussion with one or a sole member of the board. Because it really, it would be unfair for her to answer on behalf of other members who are not present here. Especially if the chairperson of the board is not here, because that's the person that needs to be accountable to the board. Not only her, but all the members needed to be here chairperson. So I would have a problem in dealing with one individual. I don't know whether maybe the board, let me leave that one. But Chair, my concern is that we can't be solely interacting with one member of the board. When it comes to the psychometric test, Chairperson, I don't know whether you want us to also comment on that as well. Or do you want us just to...
No, the comment.
Yeah, I find it very strange, Chairperson, that the individual doesn't want to disclose the record of the psychometric test. I imagine that information or that report was shared with the panel that you interviewed the individual as well as with the board. And secondly, Chairperson, that information was paid for by the taxpayer of this country. So she can't say that she can't disclose that information if it was paid by South African media people. And we are the employer to be exact, Chairperson. We needed to have that access to that information. And on top of that, we are, I mean, given powers by the Constitution, Section 167, as well with the right with the national rules, our NA rules, which is Section 56, which give us the power to summon any person to appear or to give documents that we might require to do our oversight. So I don't see any reason why that document can't be made available to this portfolio. I find it very strange. That would be my main concern about this whole issue. If there was an issue that was raised, that is a storm brewing over the entity, South African weather safety, we need to shine a spotlight on that issue, find out exactly what is happening. Because these entities got such a huge integrity and is providing such valuable services to aviation as well as to the agricultural sector. So we need to make sure that individuals that are appointed to senior positions for the expertise and the skill, we don't have to leave any shadow of doubt, or we don't have to make to allow a situation where the public have distrust on the entity as a result will have a negative perception on the entity's role. So really, Chairperson, I would appeal to you to summon the board to appear before this portfolio committee and make it a request. I would say a request, not summon them. Request them to come before or to appear before this portfolio, so that we deal with this issue once and for all. It's been going on for a while. Numerous allegations that were leveled. I don't know how many times, and even the investigation that was conducted by the entities, whenever even brought to the attention of the portfolio, I would stop the chairperson without any.
Honorable Macbeth. Chair, usually when meeting is postponed, on about three things. One, anyone when we received the apologies was able to know that this meeting was called or not. And then we were able to postpone that meeting before we incurred a lot of cost or wastage in that regard. Second, when we are in the meeting like today, what assists us to know whether the meeting was ahead or not is whether the meeting meeting will achieve its own purpose. That's the end of it. If it won't achieve that, there's no need to proceed with the meeting. Unless then it goes to the third point, or before that. The third point that causes us to either postpone the meeting and declare that it did not achieve is when the meeting itself is unable to achieve the purpose after hindsight, after the expectation. If the reports that are given in the meeting do not satisfy the meeting, then we are bound to inform the participants or those who have been made to appear before Parliament to go back, redo the presentation, and come back. So I'm saying, Chair, now we're mainly faced with whether this meeting will achieve what is set for or not. But let me go to the second point. The second point will be that even if the board said collectively and prepared its own performance as per the second bullet on the agenda, to the extent that one member can present it, the issue becomes whether that member will be able to account as an individual for all of that. That yes, we said as a board we've got a collective presentation, and then a member can talk to it. Because obviously, even if they came all of them, one person was going to make a presentation. But the issue becomes after the presentation, when you now engage in that report, will it be fair for one person to be accountable for that entire report or not? Now, the person is likely to be subjective. Because when we come and sit here in our numbers as members of parliament and you are there in your numbers, part of what we do is to search for objectivity. And some will falter in that regard, some will be able to assist us to arrive at an objective basis, whether what we're looking for has some merit or not. Now, if it's one individual, you will have difficulty to understand whether there's some objectivity or not. And I'm saying that will give us a problem. If the meeting goes ahead, Chair, when the meeting will not achieve the purpose for which it was set, then it will have to change its state. It cannot go on as what originally planned, when in fact it's not meant to achieve what it was set for. It means if we, let's say, only the salary issue will be dealt with and so on, we can proceed and get to that, but it's no longer interacting with the board as we originally wanted to do. It's as if now we invited management to come and appear on that, but some of the questions, even on salary, management does not have the sole or the ultimate authority to conclude. The board may need to indicate whether they authorize that or not. Because there have been instances where management would give themselves bonuses. I'm just giving an example, something which we I was not aware of that other meeting you were with. Like people, so I'm just talking generally. There are instances where management or administrators would sit and think they deserve some bonuses and somewhat even pay themselves those bonuses even before they present to the board. And the board may later say, no, it's not function this, that money will come back, or there's some trouble between management and the board. So I'm saying, at the end, even if management was to say, yes, we have adjusted the salaries, and this how we did this, and so on, whatever we're seeking to achieve here. At the end, the board must then say, we have agreed with what has happened, because we believe money is there, or whatever cost them, they think that salary adjustment should be done. Whether it's parity issues, whatever the issue, I don't want to deliver that point. But I'm saying, Chair, first is to establish whether this meeting will achieve what it and then we've gone on to try try to elaborate on why personally I believe we may not achieve the purpose. So if we proceed, it means the status of the meeting must change. So this meeting will not achieve this. Nobody will go out of here and say, we held the meeting anyway. Because it will not be that meeting that we initially or originally planned to have. So that meeting will still have to be held with the board to interact with the, all those issues as set out in my agenda. Thanks.
Okay, then I think quickly just to are you able to respond to Honorable Kenneth's question? When the program went out and when people were notified?
Thank you, Chair. The program, I sent it to the department on the 29th of March.
The program was sent to the entity on the 4th of April because there was the Easter weekend on the 29th of the 29th when we got it. And I thought it was the clarity on when it went to the entity.
All right, that's the response on our panel. So, company secretary, you want to respond to that?
Yes, Chair, without contradicting the department, we got the notification on the 6th of April and we notified the board the same day about the request for them to attend the protocol committee.
All right. So it went to the board on the 4th and you received it on the 6th and notified them immediately, which was almost more than 10 days ago. So that is the response. Now, we are sitting with all these apologies. And quite clearly the view of the members is that the meeting, which I share the view, may not achieve the intended outcome. Because we want to have a conversation with the board of the South African Weather Services. We want to assess the performance of the board. We want to understand its interface with management of the entity. And then we'll be able to come to certain conclusions. Now, the board is not here, we've got all these apologies. we don't want to start questioning the board of leaders and stuff, the genuineness of the apologies. But the situation as it obtains now is that there's only one board member. And the board member who's here is not even the chair of the board. So it's going to be difficult to proceed with the meeting, interrogating the board. And I want to say that I'm extremely unhappy with the board as the chairperson of the committee. Since we started interacting with the board, we have picked up a number of instances which don't engender confidence, and that's why we have agreed that we are going to interact with the board, and if the board is not here, so obviously we can't proceed with that part. But I think in terms of crafting the way forward, it's quite clear that there was sufficient notice that was given for the board members to attend. It's about 12 days to be exact. If you add the date when the program left the department to the MTT, you add another 2, which is about 14 days. But let's work on 12 days. The day on which the company secretary notified the board members. And 12 days is quite a sufficient notice So, but then we've got all the subcommittees. I think let's try again. If it doesn't work out, we may have to then subpoena the board. If we get apologies which are not satisfactory, we'll have to subpoena the board. But I think we must agree as a committee that we will then assess the situation between now and the date that they would set up. And if we get indication that we are going to have problems, I think the committee must then empower the chairperson to liaise with the speaker to issue subpoenas so that the board might come. But for now, I think we'll just issue a normal invitation. To the board and ask them to come to the meeting. We'll then identify a date in the program. We'll see if next week is possible or week after next. We will do that and then liaise with the members. It's quite sad that we are wasting so much time with the when we should be assessing the actual performance of the entity. We get diverted in, by the board, you know. The board which was supposed to have been brought in to enhance the performance of the organization. Now they have become a law unto themselves. So intransigent. But we'll have a proper discussion with the board. It would have been better if the board can just do the honorable thing and just resign and spare us of all this meetings and engaging and stuff like that. Because quite clearly there are issues, serious issues there. They are not assisting. Not assisting the organization at all. But we will call them again. We want them to be here. We want to engage with the board. This board has been appointed in terms of an act of parliament. They are performing a public duty in the process utilizing public resources. So nobody is going to tell us that we can't engage with them when they are performing a public duty. So we'll call them, they will come here, we'll engage with them. They must account to us as a committee of parliament on what they are doing there in the organization. On the second point, I think I would agree with the whip that we can, the report is here, management can take us through. But still, we also have to, if there are issues there, then we can escalate it to the board. And when the board in its entirety is not here, there may be issues, there may be difficulties in dealing with the salary adjustment of the salary structure. But the issue of Ms. what's her name? Mpafudi. I really don't, and I tend to share the sentiment of Honorable Khade. I really don't understand because here we are asking for information that was used by management to effect the appointment. And it is management, it is the organization that asked that there must be this psychometric test. Which was a requirement for further processing of the appointment. The allegation is that those results were ignored by the panel. Now, we want to satisfy ourselves about this allegation that there were psychometric results which were commissioned by the organization and they were given to the panel members. They were not given to an individual. They were given to the organization, to the panel members. The allegation is that these were ignored. Now, the last time we had an engagement with the board, this question was not sufficiently answered. That's why we said we want to have a follow-up. Whether it was ignored or it was not ignored. Now, how do we come to a conclusion whether it was ignored or it wasn't ignored when we don't have the information? It's not personal information. It's information that was commissioned by the board. When the board sent you to whatever testing, the results don't go to you as an individual because you don't pay for yourself. It comes back to that organization that said you must go there. Sometimes even, and I know that because most of us have been through that process, you personally don't even get the results of that. They don't give it to you, it goes straight to the body that commissioned that. And we're asking that body to say, make them available. Even if you come and bring it here, members can access that information confidentially. If you don't have to publish it anywhere else or understand those issues. But you can't completely say that the committee cannot have access to that information. We're saying, let's get a report. In fact, I think we don't want the report on one person. We want the report on all the candidates who were sent for psychometric evaluation. And what is the report saying? Because it's possible that the report might say, hey, based on our evaluation, this candidate is not suitable at all. I'm not saying it says that, I'm saying it might or it might not. So let's get that CEO. I'm sure you can be able to bring us that information here. Because it's information that belongs to the organization. And you don't need, you can bring the information here, we can scrutinize it if you don't want to give us that information in advance. And I'm sure that we're entitled to access that information as Parliament. I was wrapping up, Honorable Khadelo, or do you want to play your role as a...
No, I just wanted to sort of like to add that even Rule 168, privilege of witnesses, that information you can be able to disclose it and it cannot be for public consumption or use abuse. So that information can be brought into this portfolio committee or into this meeting, but it cannot be used. There is that law in our National Assembly rules.
Okay. Can be brought confidentially to the members of the committee. So what we are saying is that we need to get access to that information. I'm sure the CEO can look at this thing, look at what the rules of Parliament and the Constitution is saying, and bring up that information. Because I'm sure the entity has paid for that. So CEO, we're asking again that let's have that. Let's, you see, we want to close that chapter of the allegation. I hope you understand where we're coming from. We were satisfied by the answers that we got to say, on the face of it, without necessarily getting deeper. Because we can get deeper into the whole thing and can actually discover that something went wrong, but we said on the face of it, we are generally satisfied, but there's this thing that's outstanding, the salary adjustment and the outcome, because the board was not able to answer that one. So let's get the results of all the candidates, the report that comes from psychometric evaluation, so that we can close that allegation and allow the board, allow the organization to move on. So let's get that, so that to close that. So I think that is a way forward. Welcome, acting teaching, the Isham. Also welcome. Are you also part of the board, Isham?
One time.
Or you are here to defend them legally.
Support my acting director.
Okay. Because I heard yesterday you you were let go. Sort of brought some legal issue that you're partly right. Okay, you know, lawyers can get you off the track. Lawyers, shall. Anyway, so I hope you hear what we are saying. Madam Padiaki, CEO, I'm sure you can go back to the organization, look at what is there, and then bring us that information. We can be guaranteed of the confidentiality of that information. Judy, I hope you get what we are saying. And then, are you ex-officio board member? Representing DM. Yeah. So I hope the minister will be back. I think she said she will be back either today or tomorrow. I'll further engage with her. But we will identify a date and then get the board here, because we want to interrogate the board. Okay. You can say something, madam, before we close. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Are you okay, Judy? Do you want to say something?
Nothing.
Okay. DG?
Yes.
CEO?
Okay.
All right, members, let's meet again next Tuesday. Tomorrow we are supposed to go on an oversight to Johannesburg Zoological, Pretoria. Victoria Zoological Garden, our application was not approved by the powers that be here in the institution. There was an expectation that there was going to be some activities tomorrow and Friday, but those activities have since been cancelled. So, yeah, we'll identify another day to go and visit the zoo. But there's nothing tomorrow, we're meeting next week, hopefully. We will then process NEMLA. We want to finalize this NEMLA bill to help the department, to help everybody with the predicament they're finding themselves in. Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.